Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
This is Here and Now. Immigration reform is one step closer to passing the U.S. Senate. Last night, senators voted overwhelmingly to move forward on an amendment that would add 20,000 more patrol agents on the U.S. border with Mexico and increase funding for fencing along the border. Those in favor of immigration reform say the amendment is key to winning support for a broader reform bill. Here's Arizona Senator John McCain praising it on CNN this morning.
This is not only sufficient, it is well over sufficient. We'll be the most militarized border since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
That's one view, but does it go too far and make our southern border look more like a war zone than a front door? In an op-ed, Enrique Acevedo says yes. He is an anchor with Univision News, and he's with us now from Miami. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, so lay out your problem with this idea of increasing security along the border.
Well, I think that having 40,000 well-armed men in total, and that's one about every 250 feet if lined up together, and a wall extended at least 700 miles, they won't seal the border. They'll just suffocate it. We're talking about a complex area, a very dynamic area. Millions of people live in these border communities. And like Senator McCain just said, we're going to have one of the most militarized border in the history of mankind with a friend and a partner like Mexico.
So you're saying that this is going to be just a bad signal to Mexico, or what?
It's bad in many levels. First of all, it's bad for the bilateral relation with Mexico. It's our second most important export market in the world. And having the presence of well-armed men, drones, high-tech surveillance equipment doesn't send a good signal to a trading partner like Mexico, the only other place in the world where we have 40,000 armed guards. It's the border between South Korea and North Korea. It's also going to hurt the environment, this 700-mile wall. Many species will be endangered. And finally, I think it's going to also present a challenge in terms of human rights and the violation of human rights for immigrants who, despite everything, are still going to try to come to the United States.
Well, let's talk about what you said about border communities. I mean, can you have the quality of life that you would like to have as well as the rule of law?
Well, I think immigration is an economic issue. It's not a security issue. So,
well, some people would say it's both.
Well, I think if you really want to look at the figures, you'll say that in the last 40 years, we've had this border enforcement. We've had a surge in security at the border. We've spent billions of dollars, and it hasn't worked. The only thing that actually worked in terms of bringing down the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. was the 2008 recession. That has been the only time in the last 40, 50 years where we've had an actual reduction, a considerable reduction of illegal immigration into this country. If we really want to, take action and have a comprehensive approach to the immigration problem, we should be looking more at the economy and what companies here are demanding in terms of jobs more than just trying to seal the border. It's also a security issue, but if security is at the top of the agenda, then we should also be thinking about the border between the U.S. and Canada. It's a bigger border, and it's practically unguarded.
Well, but given the political reality, I mean, you heard what Senator McCain said. It seems as though this does help the Senate in terms of passage of this bill. Do you think that you would rather have passage of a broader immigration reform bill with this kind of security measure or no passage at all, if it comes to that?
That's an excellent question, Jeremy, and it's something we've debated inside Univision. I was talking to Jorge Ramos about it yesterday. There's no easy answer. For me, it's a bittersweet bittersweet feeling of I'm glad that immigration reform is going forward. I'm glad that the lives of 11 million undocumented people in this country have a chance to be resolved now. But it's also sad to see what this is going to do for border communities, for millions of people living in the border, and also the people who are going to try to come to this country no matter what.
Do you think there's going to be a bill?
I think there's going to be a bill in the Senate. I think it's going to be tough that it passes in the House, but at the end of the day, there might be a compromise, and we'll be looking at immigration reform at the end of this year, and I hope that includes legalization. And I would have hoped that we don't get to this false choice of legalization for 11 million undocumented people in this country at the cost of militarizing the border. I hope that wouldn't happen, but it looks like that's going to be the way.
Enrique Acevedo, news anchor with Univision. Thank you so much.
Thank you.